On the diplomatic front, the U.S. and Israel have yet to work out their differences. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appears determined to resist pressure from the Obama administration to halt building projects in Arab East Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Arab leaders are gathering in Libya for an Arab League summit this weekend. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict is likely to take center stage, as the world's Matthew Bell reports.
Just how bad is the current rift between Israel and the United States? Aaron David Miller says things have been worse. The outgoing Eisenhower administration was furious when an apparent nuclear facility appeared mysteriously in the Israel desert. In 1975, U.S. officials were angered again when they demanded that Israel pull troops out of the Sinai Peninsula. But Miller, a veteran former State Department advisor on Middle East affairs, says the current disagreement isn't just a bump in the diplomatic road.
It reflects, I think, a willful decision on the part of the Obama administration to send the prime minister an unmistakable signal that his policies, both with respect to settlement activity and his approach to the negotiations, has to change. And it also reflects a equally steely determination on the part of the prime minister to juggle what may not be juggleable, which is maintaining commitments to settlers, coalition partners, as well as a good working relationship with the Obama administration.
There's speculation that the Obama administration is working under a tight deadline here, and the thinking goes like this. If the U.S. could get the Israeli government to make a concession on halting settlement expansion in the West Bank and East Jerusalem by tomorrow, that would give Arab leaders heading to Libya for the Arab League summit this weekend the political cover they would need to return the favor, by backing renewed peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians.
This is a rare opportunity for the Arabs to actually make a difference if they could cooperate and actually come up with a workable plan.
Mark Lynch is a Middle East expert at George Washington University.
But unfortunately, it doesn't look like they're likely to do so. The Arab summit is shaping up to be a disaster even before it starts. There's something like 7 Arab leaders who have already said they're not going to attend. And so it's a summit which could be a chance for the Arabs to really take stock of their position. They probably won't be able to.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is at the Arab summit. He planned to attend a committee meeting on the Saudi-inspired Arab Peace Initiative adopted in 2002. That's a plan to normalize relations between Israel and the Palestinians and the Arab states. The Obama administration sees Abbas as someone it can work with to help implement that vision for regional peace. But Mark Lynch says 8 years down the road, the prospects for doing so are looking bleak.
The Arabs looking on see an Israeli government which is doing more and more provocative things and not being punished for it by the United States. And so they don't see any compelling need to make new concessions right now. In fact, I think the real discussion that is likely to take place is going to be whether the Arabs should withdraw the Arab Peace Initiative rather than advance it again. And that's a real sign of how dangerously things are deteriorating.
For their part, the Israelis say they are willing to sit down and negotiate with the Palestinians. Netanyahu has said he would also be willing to recognize an independent Palestinian state under certain conditions. But what he's not going to do is jeopardize his right-wing coalition government by becoming the first Israeli prime minister to freeze construction projects in East Jerusalem. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.